Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17-2, it's the 11th anniversary of our good friend Catherine Computer's membership in our brain trust. Catherine, happy anniversary, baby.
Has it been that long? My gosh.
Happy anniversary, baby.
I'm posing as a younger woman.
Well, we got
you shaved a few years off that.
We got you right out of high school.
You got me totally right out of high
That's
school.
That's right.
I was a prodigy,
yeah.
Yes. A prodigy.
Thank you for 11 great years. It's been
okay,
fun.
Thank you. You're
it's
welcome.
Been fun. Catherine Computer, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We have fun here, folks, or we don't do it at all. But we do. We take our business serious. And Catherine is a serious expert on branding and putting your best foot forward. She's written all the books on the topic, so I encourage you to check her out. Selfbrand.com. Is I say that right?
Yes, selfbrand. SELFBRAND.com.
That's where you can find her and all the work she does for her clients and you. If you wanted to help you with your branding and she knows how to brand in the 21st century, folks. That's a big thing to point out. Branding is an old, long-term, it's a 20th century discipline, but it's different in the 21st century. And if you need to find somebody who works with you who knows the difference, and Catherine does. Catherine, thanks again. Let's talk. We're talking about the paradox. That's my word that I applied to your point about the promise and the perils of the
right.
Trump economy.
Right, you know, it's interesting because he's paradoxical as a leader, but also paradox is working for him because, you know, generally markets don't like paradox. They don't like uncertainty. They don't
right.
like chaos. He's all about uncertainty and chaos, and the market is thriving.
Think though that one thing that our previous president didn't understand is Americans like feeling good about America.
Yes.
Americans like our marketplace. We like
right.
our businesses. We like there's four reasons. I published this in an article recently. There are four reasons why small businesses did what you said they did in the last segment. One of them is they like a president who's made a payroll.
Right, exactly. Run a business, knows
yeah,
how to do it.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, and telling us, reminding us that we're a great nation and we can be a great nation. That can't be minimized, can it?
No, and that's why I think was a key thing. I mean, he had what he stood for in the Senate, you know, make America great again. And it was something we could all relate to because we all have this passion and belief in this country and feeling, you know, we're not doing all we can to succeed
right.
today, you know.
Right.
So he tapped into that.
So on the one side, he's doing a great job of deregulation. I love what he's talking about there. We
right.
really needed that.
Right. Simplify, eliminate a lot of the regulations. You know, that are hampering business growth and particularly small business people.
But I'm
cutting
taxes. I'm gonna channel my left wing friends a little bit now by saying yes, but we want our milk to be safe and wholesome, right?
Right.
Right. So
yeah,
we've got to
remember, you know, lack of regulation caused the 2008, you know, stock market crash. And,
right.
You know, so there needs to be some kind of control.
It's gotta have both, and that's the paradox. That's another
right.
another example of a paradox. But another thing is you point out is the protectionism angle.
Right.
You know, he's going to be great for the economy. However, protectionism, which he's kind of like that, is not great for the economy, is it?
No, and I think that you know a lot of economists studying it saying you know this is a real mistake, and frankly this is very anti-Republican. You know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
because Republicanism is all built on free markets. And free markets have worked in our favor. I think part of Trump's problem and insight is that the Chinese are getting away with murder. You know, they're getting trade protections for their own country
right.
because they're still positioning themselves as a developing country. And let's face it, they're not a developing country anymore.
That's exactly right. That's
yeah.
exactly right.
So,
well,
you know,
and what the other thing, I think he plays a role in some of the things he does, don't you think? Don't you
yeah,
think he's
think
role
he's
playing?
Transactional because as a business person, he was very transactional and interested in every deal and interested in how everything's going. He's not a delegator that doesn't stay involved. So
yeah.
That's key to his style.
But when I'm talking about playing a role, I'm also talking about positioning himself rhetorically and strategically, so that, like when he says, you know, when he talks about being protectionism during the campaign,
right.
Protectionist during the campaign, well, I always believed that what he really meant was, we're going to negotiate on our behalf.
Right, right.
Because we haven't been doing that, Catherine.
Right.
Our trade deals have been against America. We've negotiated against ourselves.
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that way. And I know when I lived in some Asian countries doing business, I was struck by how expensive every American product was in Japan.
Yeah.
Buying, you know, Crest or Colgate toothpaste to buying an American car was four times the price of it here because of all the protectionist, you know, taxes and stuff that affected goods like that. And it just struck me like, wow, we don't do that on our side, but they protect themselves.
Exactly.
Like, even when Japan is thriving, you know.
Exactly.
So, I think that was a feeling a lot of people felt. We don't know to negotiate the best deals for ourselves. And he is, if anything, a deal maker.
Right. So let's pick another one of his paradoxes that you've
observed. Well, let's talk about, you know, the whole thing of immigration.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a key thing he's talking about, and you know, that's got a promise side to it, and it's also got
it
a terrible
him,
side to it.
It helped him get elected.
Right.
But it also has a tendency, the possibility of making him look like a meanie.
Yes. Making him look like a meanie, but also really hurting the economy too, because
possibly.
Yeah. You know, that part of that, the strength of the U.S. economy is our success with attracting the best talent, let's say, in computer science and,
right.
and engineering.
I don't think the average person realizes how much stuff gets done in America by an undocumented immigrant.
Undocumented in every way. So
it's amazing.
You can't
walk around town anywhere without seeing it.
Right, exactly.
You sure can't travel without seeing it, can you?
Right, who's gonna harvest the crops?
Or clean the hotel rooms. Or whatever, yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.